Our Lord Jesus warned all of us to be His disciples.
我们的主耶稣基督希望我们所有的人都可以成为他的门徒。
This morning we want to study from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 13 to 33.
今天我们要分享的是圣经路加福音24章13到33章。
If you have your Bible or your text, please turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 13 to 33.
请将圣经翻到路加福音24章13到33节。
The Word of God tells us in verse 13, now that the same day,
圣经路加福音24章13节，正当那日。
The same day.
同一天。
What day is that?
是哪一天？
That is the day that our Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
那就是我们主耶稣基督复活的那一天。
And the scripture tells us there were two of them.
圣经告诉我们有两个人。
Two of them, who are they?
是谁？那两个人是谁？
And they were going away from Jerusalem.
他们离开耶路撒冷。
They were going to a village called Emmaus.
他们前往一个村子叫做以马忤斯。
This village is in the English 7 miles from Jerusalem, but 25 in Chinese.
这个地方离耶路撒冷有25里。
Something happened in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷发生了一些事。
Our Lord Jesus was crucified.
我们的主耶稣基督他被钉十字架。
And he also rose from the dead on the same day that is described here.
然后他又复活了，就是在我们圣经这段圣经所描述的那一天他复活了。
But the two were going in the opposite direction from Jerusalem.
但是那两个人走向耶路撒冷的反方向。
The scripture tells us that on the way away from Jerusalem to a village, they were talking to each other.
圣经告诉我们，当他们离开耶路撒冷，在离开耶路撒冷的路上，他们两个人彼此在谈论。
That something had happened.
就是在那里发生了一些事。
In Chinese, it said they were 彼此谈论。
中文说他们彼此谈论。
In Cantonese, we call them 傾偈。
广东话叫做聊天。
If you know Cantonese,
如果你懂得广东话的话
the word 傾。
这个傾这个字。
傾 means that we talk.
就是彼此说话。
Do you have anything to talk about?
你有没有什么事可以说一下的？
It indicates a certain kind of relationship.
这个表示了一个彼此的关系。
There's also a connection in terms of communication.
这个也是代表了彼此的一个交流、交通。
So if you are able to talk King 得埋。
如果你们可以彼此的聊天。
If you're able to speak together, it means that you have a good relationship.
如果你们可以彼此说话，表示你们有很好的关系。
Husband and wife.
夫妻之间。
Can they 傾偈？
他们可以聊天吗？
The second in the Cantonese 偈。
广东话里面第二个字解。
It's a strategy.
是策略的意思。
You talk together and think about how to proceed.
你们彼此谈论，然后我们找出如何谈下去。
Perhaps there's a situation that you don't understand.
有时候有会发生这样的情况，就是你不了解。
Or there might be some conflict in the relationship.
或者在彼此关系中间有一些冲突。
It's an informal way of communication.
这是一种非正式的交通。
When I'm speaking now, this is formal communication.
我现在跟大家分享，这是一个正式的交通。
If you go out to me, have lunch, I don't talk this way.
如果我跟你一起出去吃中午饭，我可能不是跟你说话，不是以这种方式说话。
So the two were having this casual conversation.
这两个人是在是之间有一个非正式的一个谈话。
Apparently, they were talking about something that they didn't understand.
他们在讨论一些他们并不很了解、很懂的事情。
Why they were talking?
他们在彼此说话。
The scripture in verse 15 said that.As they were talking and discussing these things with each other, Jesus himself came on and walked along them.
圣经十五节告诉我们，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
It is interesting that when our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead,
很有趣，当耶稣基督从死里复活，
the resurrected Lord,
复活的主，
on the day he rose from the dead,
在他复活的那一天
，It's not like the one that you see doing resurrection or Easter。
并不是像你所看到的，在我们复活节的时候。
There are a lot of movie made about the resurrected Christ。
有很多的电影描写基督复活。
Oh, he's in this white robe with light beaming from him。
他穿着白色的袍子好像是全身发光。
You get a card。Easter cot. Jesus is magnificent. If he come in that form,
如果是他以这样的形式出现,
you would recognize him, right?
你会很容易的认识他, 是不是?
But when Jesus rose from the dead the first day,
但是耶稣他复活的第一天
，His appearance was very common.
他以一个很平常的形式。
You and I would not recognize him.
你我都不能认出他来。
When Mary Magdalene went to the grave.
当莫大拉的玛利亚到坟墓那里的时候。
She saw two angels.
她看到了天使。
Right away, she knew these were angels.
突然他就知道这个是天使。
But when our Lord Jesus appeared before him,
但是当我们的主耶稣基督来到他的面前，
she didn't recognize him.
他认不出他。
Why?
为什么？
Because she thought she looked like a gardener.
因为他看他因为主耶稣看起来像是一个看园的。
I have friends who cut my lawn.
我有一个朋友是清洁我的草地的。
He's from Mexico.
他从墨西哥来。
Our Lord appeared like a lawn gardener.
我们的主看起来像一个看园的。
His disciple wouldn't recognize him.
他的门徒认不出他。
And here our Lord appeared next to these two disciples.
现在我们的主出现在这两个门徒面前。
Did they recognize Jesus?
这两个门徒认出了主耶稣吗？
And the way our Lord Jesus began discipling these two.
然后我们的主耶稣开始使这两个门徒成为他的门徒。
He didn't invite them to a discipleship class.
我们的主耶稣并没有邀请这两个门徒去参加一个门徒训练的课程。
He began a conversation.
他开始和他们谈话。
He entered into a conversation.
他进入了他们的谈话。
So our Lord.主耶稣基督与他们倾偈，
所以主耶稣基督和他们聊天。
This is a form of communication that we believe that Christians should enter.
这是一个正式的一个谈话，我们相信我们的基督徒都应该能够要进入。
It's easy for me as a minister to get up and preach the Bible.
我作为一个传道人，我很容易来传讲圣经。
But it is very difficult for me to enter into a conversation with my friends who are not Christians.
但是我很难进入一个我的非基督徒朋友中间的一个聊天，我很难进入。
Can believer in our Lord Jesus Christ enter into a natural conversation about following Christ?
啊，我们的信徒，我们是不是可以在基督里面，我们进入一个谈话？
Natural, 自然。
啊，自然地进入一个谈话。
This is not natural. I don't speak like this all the time.
我现在的交通并不是很自然的，因为我平时并不是常常这样的。
It is interesting that our resurrected Christ.
很有趣。一个复活的基督。
Did not first appear among thousands of people.
并不是在几千个人中间出现。
Sometimes Christians like to have big thousands of people coming together.
有的时候我们基督徒我们可以邀请很多人一起聚集。
Sometimes they create an artificial atmosphere.
我们可以进入一个人造的一个环境。
Whether by music.
可以借着音乐。
By the design of the architecture.
借着建筑的设计。
We like to create a more powerful message of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以准备一个有关于我们主耶稣基督的一个很有力的一个信息。
But our Lord appeared before the two disciples.
但是我们的主在这两个门徒面前出现。
He entered into their natural conversation.
他进入了他们很自然的一个谈话。
In fact, that was the strategy that our Lord used to disciple His people after He rose from the dead.
这是当他从死，当我们的主从死里复活以后，设法进入到他们的谈话当中。
Verse 15 said, Jesus walked along with them.
15节说耶稣亲自就近他们。
He didn't stop them.
他并没有停止他们。
Walking along with the two.
而是跟他们同行。
It's not an interruption.
他不是去阻止他们。
He blend into the life of these two individuals.
他进入了，他融入了他们的互动当中。
But verse 16.
16节
in English, but they were kept from recognizing him.
英文说只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他们。
So in the Chinese, it's more interesting.
中文的翻译更有趣。
The two did not recognize our Lord Jesus Christ.
这两个人不认识我们的主耶稣基督。
Perhaps just like Mary Magdalene could not recognize our Lord.
这正如那莫大拉的玛利亚当时没有认出主耶稣。
If our Lord appeared before them in a white robe with beaming light, perhaps they would recognize him.
如果我们的主耶稣以这样的形式出现，就是穿着白袍子全身发光的出现，他怎么会不认识他呢？
The scripture said the problem that these two cannot recognize Jesus.
圣经说这两个人不认识，没有认出主耶稣。
And the Chinese describe that they have an eye problem.
中文圣经说好像他们有一个有眼睛的问题。
In Chinese, me, it's like you lost, you can't tell, you can't, you can see, but you can't see.
中文圣经里面好像说只是他们的眼睛迷糊了。他们好像是看到，但又看不到。
So the second word is like confused.
就是含糊了，迷糊了。
And ultimately, they cannot recognize him.
最终他们还是没能认出他。
They saw Jesus.
他们看见了耶稣。
It was not what they expected.
但是这不是他们所期望的。
So what's the problem?
所以问题在哪里？
Something happened with their eyes.
他们的眼睛出了问题。
And the English said, the problem with the two individuals is the problem of recognition.
问题就在于他们问题是他们没有办法认出。
I don't know how Chinese translate recognition.
我不知道recognition 就认出中文确切应该是怎么样表达。
So you go to the airport like in Hong Kong in China.
如果你在香港在中国进入一个机场。
I have a Chinese passport.
我有一个中国的护照。
They take a scan in your eye of your eye. I can't get away.
所以他们扫描一下你的眼睛。
You go through your thumb. Your thumbprint.
然后按下指纹。
Also your eye.
同时眼睛扫描一下。
Soon the computer recognize.
一旦电脑能够认出你。
Like the doors open, you go through.
这个门就开，你就可以。
If it does not recognize.
它开始认出你。
This concept of recognition is very complex.
这种辨认是很复杂的。
Jesus said, many people say they know me.
耶稣说很多人认识我。
But if our Lord appears next to you today,
但是如果我们的主来到你的面前，今天来到你的面前，
would I be able to recognize him?
我能不能认出他？
The problem that the disciples have is recognition of who our Lord Jesus is.
这个问题就是这个门徒怎么样来认出。
And so our Lord began to train them.
所以我们的主开始训练。
Help them to recognize.
帮助他们来认识。
That if our Lord Jesus Christ come before us, right next to us.
如果我们的主耶稣来到我们的面前，就来到我们的旁边。
That we would be able to recognize him.
我们能够认出他。
Unfortunately, many people who claim to be Christian,will not be able to recognize the Lord.
很不幸地，很多人自称是基督徒，但却不认识他。
And so the first disciples,
所以第一个门徒,
as they were talking,
当他们讲的是说话的时候,
and verse 17, our Lord asked them, what are you discussing together as you're walking?
十七节，耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢?
And the scripture said they stopped.
然后圣经说他们就
And they have a downcast face.
脸上带着愁容。
And in verse 19.
十九节。
One of the disciples, one of the follower.
其中的一个门徒。
Said, what things?
他们说那个门徒说什么事呢?
And they begin to say, our Lord, are you a...outsider?
然后他们其中一个说对主耶稣说你是不是外来的人
They couldn't recognize Jesus.
他们不认识主耶稣。
They thought Jesus was 客家人。
他们以为耶稣是客家人。
See, the term 客家人 describes someone who's from the outside, who comes in, who don't know the 本地人 local people.
就是不是本地人，是外乡人。
That was the first recognition. This man is, he doesn't know anything.
他不知道什么任何事情。
And they begin to tell Jesus who Jesus is.
他们开始对耶稣是告诉耶稣耶稣是谁。
These two individuals were disciples of our Lord.
这两个人是我们的主的门徒。
They know quite a bit about Jesus.
他们关于主耶稣的事情，他们知道的不少。
And they begin to tell our Lord Jesus who our Lord Jesus is.
他们开始对我们的主耶稣说主耶稣。
There's a whole list. He's a prophet.
他这有他们有一连串的清单。主耶稣是先知。
He's from Nazareth.
他是从拿撒勒来的。
He speaks with powerful words.
他说话有能力。
And powerful deeds.
做事有能力。
Many people know a lot about Jesus.
很多人知道主耶稣的很多。
I have a friend who is a Japanese Buddhist monk.
我有一个朋友是一个日本的和尚，佛教和尚。
Good friend.
是我的好朋友。
He got his doctorate.
He
got his doctoral degree from seminary. PhD, well, not PhD, but 博士。
Okay. 他在他们的店里面是有一个学位的，好像是博士的学位。
He just wrote a book called The Buddhist Swastika.
他写过一本关于佛教佛的书。
So if you want to buy it, it's $4.99 if you Google it.
如果你 Google 一下，你可以一次五块钱四块九。
It's very interesting.
是一本很有趣的书。
The book described the swastika, this 德国人的希特拉的Nazi. The Nazi.
上面有一个好类似于纳粹的符号。
This is actually a Buddhist symbol.
这其实是一个佛教的符号。
In his book, he talks about the Christian symbol.
在这本书里面，他也讨论了基督教的符号。
So I said, you know, I don't know that.
可是我告诉他，我并不了解这个。
So there are scholars who know more about Jesus and our faith, our Christian beliefs in Europe.
有很多在欧洲有很多学者，他们了解很多关于我们。
You go to Union Seminary.
你到那个Union Seminary
神学院。
去协和神学院。
All the most famous university.
所有有著名的大学。
哇、wow, ，they got scholar on Jesus。
有很多有关于耶稣的学者。
I don't know what they know。
我并不了解他们所知道的，很多我都不知道。
Here the two know a lot about Jesus。
这里有两个人，他们知道耶稣。
And they begin to tell Jesus who he is。
那他们开始告诉耶稣这个耶稣是谁。
But they don't recognize Jesus。
但是他们并不能够认出耶稣
来。There's a deep knowledge about our Lord Jesus Christ.
关于我们的主耶稣基督，他有很多很深层次的知识。
And our Lord wants to train these two individuals into a deeper understanding so that they could recognize our Lord.
我们主开始训练这两个门徒，使得他们有更深刻的认识，关于主有更深刻的认识，以至于使他们能够认识我们的主耶稣。
Our Lord wants all of us, each one of you, to deepen your knowing who our Lord is.
我们的主耶稣基督希望盼望我们在座所有的人对他有更深的认识。
So that you would recognize.
所以从而使大家可以认识他。
And so the two disciples keep talking.
所以这两个门徒开始接着彼此谈论。
The more they talk about how much they know the Lord Jesus.
他们开始谈论由他们所知的耶稣有多。
The more they confuse.
他们讲的越多，他们就越是迷糊。
Just like.Today, the more people talk about and study Jesus, the more they confuse.
就正如今天，越多的人开始讲耶稣，他们就讲得越不清楚。
And so our Lord in the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verse 25.
所以路加福音24章的25节。
And he began to say to them.
耶稣开始对他们说。
O foolish men.
无知的人啊。
And slow of heart to believe.
你们的心性的太迟钝。
In all the prophet has spoken.
先知所说的一切话，你们的心性的太迟钝了。
Our Lord said the first problem.
我们的主说，首先第一个问题就是。
In Chinese is better.
在中文的翻译更好。
It says that 母字。You do not know.
你们不知道。
In English, say you're foolish.
英文说 foolish, 无知。
Yeah. The problem with the two disciples is that they know something.
问题就是那两个门徒他们知道一些事情。
The problem with the world who do not become disciples of our Lord is that they know something about Jesus.
他们的问题就是他们知道关于耶稣，他们知道一些事情。
The most important thing about our Lord Jesus Christ, they don't know.
但是关于主耶稣的最重要的事情，他们并不了解。
Or if they know,
或者尽管他们知道
they don't believe it.
他们并不相信。
foolish.
所以无知。
The core of our Christian message.
我们基督徒的那呼召的信息。
Paul the apostle said, "It's foolishness to the world."
我们的使徒保罗讲，就是在世界上无知的人。
You can't believe in a foolish message.
你无法相信任何无知的信息。
Our Lord said, "If you do not believe,"
我们的主说，如果你不相信
，we have no faith.
我们就没有信心。
We cannot recognize our Lord.
我们就无法认识我们的主。
And Jesus began.
然后耶稣开始。
First by verse 26, "Do not the Christ have to suffer these things?"
基督不是要经历这一切的事情吗？
The first thing our Lord wants us to know.
我们首先我们的主要我们了解的就是。
It is his suffering.
就是要经历要受苦。
The first thing that our Lord wants us to know is that to be his disciple is to willing to suffer for him.
要成为门徒就是要为他受苦。
Suffering has a spectrum of relationship or activity.
受苦是
suffering has many description, many way of suffering.
受苦有很多的形式。
For some of us, suffering just to tell people we're Christian.
对我们有些人来讲，受苦就是要使人成为基督徒。
Or to be a good witness in our work.
或者要在我们的事工当中成为一个好的见证人。
To tell people that we are followers of our Lord Jesus Christ.
要把我们的天父和我们的主耶稣要告诉。
For me, as a pastor in Chinatown. In China, has a pastor in China.
我是唐人街的一个牧师传道人。
How do I let people know I'm a pastor?
我如何让大家知道我是一个牧师呢？
People treat pastor funny, right?
很多人对于对待传道人很有趣，以很有趣的方式。
They think we're 母子。They think we're foolish.
他们认为我们是无知的人。
Do you believe that?
你可以相信吗？
There's some problem over here.
这有一个问题。
And so I have to let people know I'm a pastor.
我呢是尽力想大家让大家知道我是一个牧师传道人。
So people got to know me.
从而使大家认识我。
They post my picture in the Facebook.
他们把我的照片放在脸书。
They come into my church. We have films.
他们来到我的教会里面啊。
So they post my church in the Facebook.
他们把我们教会的照片放到脸书上。
Some like it.
有些人喜欢。
Some would say, "Oh, you're a pastor."
有的人说，哦，你是个牧师。
This is one way you would be telling people that you are a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们告诉那些跟随的人，我跟随耶稣的一种方式。
If you're in Egypt.
In Egypt.
Egypt.
如果你在埃及。
Christians are being killed.
人们屠杀基督徒。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
I have to suffer.
我要受苦。
Before I become resurrected and entered into glory.
在我复活进入荣耀之前，我要受苦。
To help the disciple recognize Jesus.
从而帮助那些门徒来认识。
In verse 27.
第二十七节。
He began an intensive Bible study.
他开始一个深入的查经。
For you and I to grow.
你我要成长。
In our knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要我们有关于我们耶稣基督的。
We have to enter into a serious study of the Bible.
我们必须要有一个系统性的圣经学习。
In verse 27, Jesus beginning with Moses.
二十七节，耶稣从摩西开始讲起。
All the prophets，
所有的先知。
That means the 39 books of the Old Testament。
这就是关于三十九卷旧约圣
经。He sit down the two。
他跟这两个人坐下来。
He begin from Genesis。
从创世纪开始
to Leviticus
到利未记。
How many of you read a Leviticus?
我们中文，我们大家有多少人读过利未记
？All the way Isaiah.
直到以赛亚
to Malachi.
到马拉基。
And he began to explain and explain in detail.
他开始跟他们解释，详
细解
释神的话语
about himself.
关于他自己。
The Scripture, the Old Testament and the New Testament.
圣经，旧约和新约。
The core of the message,
这个信息的呼召
is that our Lord Jesus suffered,
就是有关于我们的主耶稣
as a sacrificial lamb,
他要牺牲
to save us from our sin,
把我们从罪中救赎出来
and thirdly he rose from the dead,
第三天他要复活
and begin to teach these disciples this core message,
当他开始教导他的门徒有关这些呼召的信息。
Have you studied the Bible from Genesis to Revelation?
你有没有详细查考过圣经从创世纪到启示录
？I encourage you to start.
我鼓励你们开始。
Because when you are immersed in the Word of God,
当你们沉浸在神的话语
当中 ，you will not make the mistake.
你就不会犯错
of these two disciples,
你就不会犯了像这两个门徒的错误
lack of recognition of our Lord,
因为他们对我们的主缺乏认识
and so they begin to open their eyes,
所以我们的主耶稣开始开他们的眼睛
they begin to see,
他们开始看见
our Lord in a different way,
从另外一个方式来看我们的主
and so in verse 28,
28节
As they approached the village,
当他们就近村子的时候
they were going to the village,
他们要进入村子
and Jesus acted as if he finished his lesson, his discipleship, and were ready to go away.
主耶稣的表现好像是他已经讲完了他的课程，他要继续往前走
keep going, right?
要继续前行
In verse 29,
29节
the script said, but,
圣经说但是
When you see the word but,
当我们看到的但是这个词
You have to pay attention.
你得要必须要注意。
But,
但是
they urge our Lord strongly to stay with them.
他们却强留我们的主耶稣。
Now these two disciples begin to change.
这两个门徒开始改变。
They begin to care for the Lord.
他们开始在乎我们的主。
They no longer are self-centered.
他们不再自我中心。
Have you ever think about other people?
你们有没有想过周围的人
？Jesus is going to go into the dark night.
我们主耶稣好像要继续的径直在黑夜当中前行。
Jesus said, didn't say, "Oh, it's very dark, and you Can I stay in your house?
耶稣并没有说天色晚了
no,
我可不可以跟你们住在你们的家里面呢
No, the two were very sensitive for the need of others.
这两个门徒开始变得很谨慎。
See, in Cantonese, we say, 好通气。通气is mean that.
很通气广东话说很通气。
It's that you see somebody need your help.
当你看到有人需要帮助的时候
See, some people wait for you to, them to ask.
有的人是等待对方来问
So when a person asks, you say no.
有人当人问的时候我说不
But the two look at someone who needs help.
这两个人看着有人有需要的人
Jesus need a place to stay at night.
我们的耶稣他需要晚上有一个
住的地方 Or else he will be sleeping out in the dark in the open.
不然的话就得必须得要在野 晚上住在旷野里。
That tells you that there has been some changes in the two.
这说明这两个人有了一些改变。
Their heart has been changed.
他们的心被改变了。
They become caring.
他开始能够留意到别人。
And so they invited Jesus to their home.
所以他们邀请耶稣来他们的家。
And so Jesus went to stay with them.
所以耶稣就开始跟他们
同住。And so before they go to sleep,
他们在睡觉之前
a good host
一个好主人。
We provide some 宵夜 right? Snack.
他们准备了一些宵夜。
This is probably not a big meal.
这不是一个正式的晚餐。
And during this conversation over the table.
在他们在饭桌上面，他们有一些交通。
Our Lord very naturally.
我们的主非常自然地。
Perhaps he was just having some bread.
他们可能有一些饼。
But this ordinary bread,
这是普通的饼,
in a very ordinary conversation,
普通的交通,
took on a spiritual meaning.
其中的内容却是属灵的内容。
He took the bread,
他拿起饼来,
and he broke it.
拨开了。
That act of taking the bread and breaking it,
让他拿起饼来拨开了,
had a supernatural power.
他那超自然的能力。
When we come before the Lord's table,
当他们来到神的主的桌前的时候
，Don't become routine.
不要大家不要把它作为是一个日常的日常的东西。
It's a life changing.
这是生命的改变。
Powerful.
有能力的。
Symbol.
有象征意义的。
That open our eyes.
来打开我们的
眼睛 to see the Lord,
来看到我们的主
deeply,
深入地看到我们的主
so our Lord took the bread,
所以我们的主拿起饼来
broke it,
拨开了
and that act of breaking the bread,
他拨开饼的这个动作
in verse 31,
31节
then their eyes were opened,
他们的眼睛明亮了
and they recognized,
他们认出了
Your eye needs to be opened.
你的眼睛需要被打开。
By a powerful symbol.
用一个以一个有能力的一个象征来打开。
Of what? Of remembrance.
以一种纪念的方式。
The power is not in the bread becoming the body of Christ.
这个能力并不是并不是因为这个身体变成了主耶稣基督。
We're not superstitious.
我们并不是一个超自然的。
Some churches they believe that this element is super. It's like it's magic. No.
有的教会认为这个饼是像魔术般的，是超自然的东西。
The power is to we help you to remember.
这个能力是帮助你来。回忆来纪念
the breaking of the bread,
拨饼
and the drinking of the cup,
饮杯
when you are participating in this remembrance,
当你参与到这个纪念当中
it connects you back to the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross,
连接到我们主耶稣在十字架上的受苦
that his blood was shed for you and I,
为我们这是血为你我所流的
and it rose from the dead
然后从死里复活
that should happen every time
每一次都要发生
that would change your life
我们改变我们的
that you and I would never forget
以至于你我永远不能
the power of remembering
那纪念的力量
this memory connect you to 2000 years ago
这个记忆回溯到两千
年前。When our Lord loved us so much,
当我们的主如此的爱我们
，that He died for our sin,
他为我们的罪而死
，that will change our lives.
这会改变我们的生命。
And so when the disciples
是也同样改变了那两个门徒的生命。
Experiences transformation.
来经历这样的一个。
In verse 32.
32节
They begin to ask each other,
他们开始彼此说
Were not our hearts burning within us?
在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候
the heart,
我们的心岂不是火热的吗
What does that mean? 以心
热心是什么意思
What's your temperature of your heart?
你的心温度是多少
Cold?
冷吗
Warm?
热吗
You know, if somebody come up with a scanner or machine in the front of the door,
啊，有些人这会在门外，在门口啊啊扫描一下。
As I walk into the church，
当我进入教会的时候
，It measure the temperature of my heart。
啊，这测量一下我的心的温度。
Lukewarm。
啊，是不是热一点
？Or am I burning？
啊，是不是在燃烧
？Is your heart burning for the Lord？
你的心有没有在为
主而燃烧 ？These disciples was transformed。
啊，这是一个改变的一个。
By the breaking of the bread，
啊，借着擘饼。
Their eyes were open，
他们的眼睛打开。
They recognize our Lord，
他们开始认识我们的主。
As soon as they said our Lord left，
啊，主说我要离开了。
He didn't tell them more，
我们的主并没有。
He allowed the impact of that experience，
他让他们经历一个内心的冲击。
And they discovered。
使得他们发现
The temperature of their heart has changed
啊，他们的心他们心的温度改变了。
Because the Lord opened the scripture, the Bible to us.
因为我们的主把圣经的话给我们打
开。Two very important things happened.
两件很重要的事情。
In verse 33,
发生就是33节。
They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
他们立即起身回耶路撒冷。
Now, why were they running from Jerusalem?
他们为什么要离开耶路撒冷？
Fear. Fear. The disciples were afraid to go to Jerusalem.
他们是为着害怕而离开耶路撒冷。
Because it is in Jerusalem that our Lord was crucified.
因为我们主在耶路撒冷被钉十字架。
That anyone who followed Christ,
我们跟从我们的主
would have been arrested.
将会被逮捕。
The 11 disciples,
这十一个门徒
who still don't know what these two know,
他们还不知道这两个门徒所知道
的 went back home,
当他们在家里的时候
locked the door,
他们把门锁起来。
The two disciples became courageous,
这两个门徒变得有勇气。
Faith gave them courage,
信心给他们勇气。
Do you have courage?
你有勇气吗？
Will you run away from Jerusalem?
你会逃离耶路撒冷吗？
Or will you turn around?
你要转身。
And go toward Jerusalem.
要回到耶路撒冷。
To be a witness.
成为一个见证者。
They changed the direction of their lives.
他们改变了他们生命的方向。
Oh, their orientation just changed 180 degrees.
他们改变了方向180度的改变了方向。
There they found the 11.
在那里他们遇见了十一个使徒。
Transformation of a disciple's life.
门徒的生命发生了改变。
Not only move their heart.
不仅仅是改变了他们的心。
Not only change the direction of their journey.
不仅仅是改变了他们旅程的方向。
It also changes their relationship.
同时也改变了他们彼此的关系。
There they found the 11.
在那里他们找到了
十一个使徒。And those with them.
然后和他们聚集在一起。
Assemble together.
跟他们一起。
There's a book called Assembling Together by Watchman Nee.
尼托生弟兄有一本书叫做
中文是assembling together 聚集一同聚集
一同聚集尼托生弟兄有一本书叫做一同聚集
so, as disciple of Christ
我们做基督的门徒
whenever there's an opportunity
只要有机会
gather together
我们聚集在一起
gather together with God's people
与神的百姓聚集在一起。
Come together with those who follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
与跟随主耶稣基督的百姓聚集在一起。
Whether it's at your congregation.
是我们的聚会会
众。And here the disciples seek fellowship with others, the 11 disciples and those who are with them.
这两个门徒跟其他的门徒聚集在一起。
How many of you are going to the summer retreat?
我们做弟兄姐妹有多少？我们去参加了夏令的退休会。
It's in July, right?
Yes. 是不是在七月份的
？Do not neglect those opportunity to gather together with other believers and followers of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不要忽视和其他的基督徒众弟兄姐妹聚集的机会。
Because these gathering with other disciples,
这些与其他门徒聚集的机会
to share the grace and the word of God,
来跟众人一起分享神的恩典和神的话语
deepen our recognition of our Lord,
加深我们对我们的主的认识。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福。
May he open our eyes.
愿神能够开我们的眼睛。
May we recognize our Lord Jesus if he comes and appear before us.
愿我们能够认识我们的主耶稣，当他能够来到我们的面前的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this day that you gather us together to worship you.
神啊，我们感谢你啊，能够聚集我们在你的面前。
As we break bread and drink the cup together, may you move our hearts.
当我们擘饼饮杯的时候啊，求你能够感动我们的心。
To give you thanks for the suffering that you have endured on the cross.
为着你为我们受苦，让我们能够献上感谢。
You shed your precious blood to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
你为我们流血来洗净我们的罪。
Lord, may we follow you.
愿我们能够跟随你。
May we share your goodness, your message to the world.
愿我们能够分享你的恩典和你的爱，向着全世界来分享你的恩典和你的爱。
May we continue to gather together in your name to celebrate your resurrection.
让我们能够继续的来聚集，来庆祝你的复活。
It is in the precious name of the Lord we pray.
靠着主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen.